evening, and welcome to In the Sack with Dr. Sarah Russo. Tonight, I have two special guests. I have Mr. Nacho from Wahlburgers. He's a regular on my show. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Yeah? How's everything going with the show?
Pretty good so far. We start filming in a couple of weeks. Start a new season. And
are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it, and we're going to have a lot of crazy things happening this time around.
I think that we should probably have a car scene about me and you talking about sex. What do you think?
Could do that.
Do you think Marky Mark will let us do that?
Marky Mark who?
Who's that? Yeah. And on my other side, I have Michael Roddy. He's the man about Boston. He is a Twitter and Instagram sensation. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing lovely. Tonight we're going to talk about my favorite topic is Valentine's Day and how men should step up for Valentine's Day. What is your feeling, Nacho, on Valentine's Day? How are you going to woo a woman?
Wine, dine, have a great time. It's catered to her for the night. All right? Okay. If not, MPI. Move past it.
Move past it. MPI. And, well, Raddy's married, so he's going to take Amy out. And what are you guys going to be doing?
I'm kind of a little bit more old school. I'm kind of the dinner, drinks, just sort of, you know, life is so busy these days with, you know, all of your, you know, everything everyone has to attend to. So Valentine's Day, probably the night before Valentine's Day, we're going to go out to a nice dinner in the South.
That's probably the best time.
It's, you don't want to go on the 14th. If you go out to dinner on the 14th, you're a sucker.
Yep. For the prices and all that stuff. Unless you're coming here to stage like we are. I'll probably be here. I'm going to do some interviews probably that night. Myself, I don't have a date. So.
What am I, Trump liver?
Well, you didn't ask. Well,
I've been hitting on you for how many months?
No, I don't think you're chopped liver.
I am not too extreme. I am Captain Fun.
Captain Fun, eh?
Captain Fun.
All right. Well, maybe we'll talk about that later. Yeah. How do you feel about that, me going out?
It sounds like you have a date, so I'm looking forward to the,
the craziness. Are you going to come here to stage with me?
Yeah, I'll come out.
Right. Yeah.
F-C's a good friend.
We got to do some promoting. This club's phenomenal, by the way, everybody. You guys should get down to stage in Boston. We're taping live here tonight. So, but anyway, I'm going to talk about the, I would call it the pussification of the men in their late 20s to 30s. We saw some examples of that maybe with the craziness of the Patriots parade. I don't think two of those men could actually take me out and wine and dine me. Not that they'd want to, but do you think it was a little wild? But anyway, what is the problem with you men? You don't step up, not you guys, but men aren't stepping up. They're not holding doors for ladies. They're not taking ladies out on dates anymore. I have a problem with that.
MPI. Move past it.
But I've moved past it all the time.
Yep. Because they're not worth it.
Right, right.
When you grew up a notch in age, you're talking about 20s and 30s. When you grew up like mid-40s, early 50s.
Here we are promoting Nacho Extreme again.
All right. That's when you get the nice, classy guy that has alter egos.
With his hand on my back.
My alter ego is Lance Romance.
Lance Romance. As he's tickling my back now. You're putting on the moves smooth tonight. Raddy's behaving himself, so that's...
Yeah, I am.
I'm single. It's time for me to mingle. It's Valentine's Day.
I think, you know what, we should do an episode on teaching men in Boston how to dress. Stop wearing those stupid Red Sox shirts on dates. You look stupid. Nice suit, you know. You look nice tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I think you need to start dressing it up, spiffing it up. I'm just not impressed with the Boston boys lately, and maybe I need to take it to L.A. But we'll talk about that later. We're going to be right back.
Our friends take us higher.
Article in the dirty water.
Right. 5, 4.
All right, so we're back on the subject of the pussification of men. Ratty, what do you think? What do you think about what I'm saying? There is a stereotype here in Boston about, you know, I know you boys love your sports, but I like you in a suit, like Mr. Gray, like 50 Shades of Gray guy.
That's a very vague question, but I will say that, yes, guys like sports, and I think you need to embrace that. And in terms of guys not stepping up, I think that women need to follow the book, he's just not that into you. I think that if a guy really does, even before the book came out, I was a firm believer in anytime I was into a girl, I would make it happen. I would reach out to her. I would try and make plans. If a guy doesn't make that extra step, I would have to say, move on to the next one. Don't be sitting in your house waiting for someone to call, because it's not worth it.
MPI, move past it.
Move past it, ladies. You need to move past it.
Listen, ladies, if a guy ain't willing to dress up, take you somewhere nice, get dressed up to show how much he cares about you, MPI, move past it. College hype, move past it. You want a T-shirt? Ask for Nacho and I'll get you a T-shirt, all right? Move past it, fine. But guess what? Valentine's Day is here. You have to treat a woman the way she should be treated. Don't forget one special time a year besides a birthday that we show our affection to the women, all right? So show it. Don't be a wimp about it. And do the right thing. Look at her. She's adorable. I'm single. I'm 50. And guess what? I'm trying the best I can.
He's like Rico Suave in a whole new realm, you know?
The 50s, the new 20s.
It is. It definitely is.
I'm going to chime in here. If a guy really wants to be a man, treat every day like Valentine's Day.
I agree with that. I don't think Valentine's Day is that big.
If it's a random Tuesday in March and your girlfriend or the girl you're dating is having a bad day, surprise her with dinner. If she likes a local takeout place, if she's having a bad day, call the local takeout place, give them your credit card, to call her and say, honey, get whatever you want. You deserve it. Relax. You don't have to cook tonight. Why not treat every day like Valentine's Day if you really care about someone?
I totally agree with that. Definitely. I don't think you should be putting pictures on Tinder that you F to someone either.
Hey,
that ain't classy, ladies. Shut them legs for a little while. Maybe then you get somewhere further.
You know, I'd have to say my first tip, if you want to woo a woman in Boston, the very best thing you can do is probably just be Julian Edelman. I feel like that's a really good...
this week, apparently.
Well, just in general, I feel like that's a really good move.
Where did he go? To the Lobster to get it?
It kind of looked like he may have. Julian, I don't know if I'd go out with you or if you'd go out with me, but your choice this week. It was quite something.
He had a great week. I would, and also with dating, but I would say thank you, Julian, for winning the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Speaking of that,
5 days later, my heart has just started beating at the same pace as Sunday. It was an unbelievable game. I can't watch that Kearse catch still, even though I knew the Patriots won. I have watched the replay on NFL Network many times. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I'm having a hard time dealing with the game still, but I'm so glad they won. Four Super Bowl rings.
I think Tom's got a nice deal with God up there. I think he was praying on that sideline over there, and then boom!
Well, the problem with that statement is that Tom Brady is God, so...
Oh! Well, maybe he is. Things do seem to go his way. Model wife.
But you see, the end of the game, who actually came out and gave him a big kudo, my boy Marky Mark.
Yes, he did.
Came out, gave him a high five and a hug, saying, great game.
All right. Like, you're the man. Didn't he say it?
Yeah, like, you're the man. But guess what? I'm the man in my own right, too. All right? But listen, guys, all said and all jokes are friends about it. Valentine's Day. Dress up, take your honey out, have fun, step up to the plate. If that ain't going to happen, they're going to turn around and say, move past it. So do yourself a favor. You'd rather have the honey or move past it. So think about it.
Yeah, you think about it.
That's coming from my alter ego. Lance Romance.
But actually, we were on the topic of the Patriots, and Ratty actually had a sensational photo of Julian Edelman that went national. He is the man of the week. And I wonder if Julian even noticed that, but that was quite a photo. And what did it make? CNN?
Yeah, it was silly. I was at the parade. I was at Government Center, and I happened to take a photo when someone had handed him the Richard Sherman Four Rings sign, and I didn't really think anything of it, but I had realized I got a good angle of it. I posted it to Twitter and Instagram. A few local people who have a lot of followers retweeted it, and by an hour later, ESPN had retweeted it. And Sports Nation, an ESPN account with 2.2 million followers, retweeted it. So
that is amazing.
My phone has sort of been the problem with it is, and now I've been pulled into these Patriots Seahawks fans Twitter fights ever since then.
Now, are you getting death threats by the Seahawks fans?
I'm not getting death threats because they are they're Midwest. They're like sipping Starbucks. They're like, they're listening.
They're basic bitches.
They're listening to Macklemore. Like, they don't even know what it's like to be a sports fan, frankly. But by the last time I checked before now, between the two ESPN accounts, it had been retweeted 10,000 times.
That's amazing.
And I'm still getting hate tweets from people in Seattle that Julian Edelman was being a bad sport. And the thing about that is that if you don't want us to be a bad sport, you should win the game.
Absolutely.
The Patriots won the game, and to the victor go the spoils. So we have the bragging rights for a year. And
and we're going to live on that for a year, aren't we?
Besides the Patriots winning, I had my first celebrity boxing match.
Same weekend. Back to Nacho.
I had a technical knockout, second round. All right. And guess
what, TKO.
I'm fighting Jose Canseco.
Oh, we're going to come back to that.
May 9th.
Wait, we're going to talk about that when we come back from commercial. We'll see you in a few.
Take us
nothing hunkier than a man that can get a nice TKO, you know? Lance Romance?
Hi, listen, first time celebrity boxing match, TKO, second round, okay? Guess what my prize is? Jose Canseco, here in Boston, my next opponent, May 9th. All right.
Can I be the ring girl?
You can be my ring girl anytime. You can be my Valentine's shield, too.
Can I walk around the ring in a bikini?
You can walk around El Natural if you want.
I don't think that would be appropriate. Dirty Water might be mad at me.
Hey, Dirty Water, what the heck? We're uncensored.
We're uncensored here live tonight. Are you going to come with me to that?
I am, and I have a really quick question. If Nacho... When Nacho beats Jose Canseco in the boxing match, I just want to float it out there. Will Nacho get a duck boat parade to celebrate it in Boston?
Will you get a duck? Will Mark Wahlberg get you a duck parade for that?
He better. Or buy me an Escalade. One of the two.
I think you do need a new Escalade. I had to pick up my guest tonight. We came in an Audi with no Escalade.
Yeah, I know. I miss my truck. The option's out there, Marky. If I beat Jose Canseco, I want a new Escalade. Come on, you got three in your driveway. Come on. I think I deserve that chance. Jose Canseco, after bashing you in the Boston Red Sox?
And he lost a finger.
Yeah. Well, can a knuckle?
I think you could probably TKO this with the 9 digits.
Nine and a quarter.
I can do a trigger finger.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me. It was great to talk. That was an amazing photo. I am so excited for you this week, you know. I was so excited that you won.
I'm so happy to be getting death threats and hate tweets from Seattle. By the way, Seattle, keep them coming. You can keep chirping at us because
we still won.
As many times as you tweet that at Patriots fans, until next season, the Patriots are still the Super Bowl champions, and we still have 4 rings. So keep it coming. Thank you. Thank you for all the tweets. Send me some Starbucks.
You need some Starbucks cards.
Hey, Dirty Water TV, happy Valentine's Day. Everybody out there, MPI, if you ain't going to take a girl out, move on.
Move past it.
All right. And Dr. Sarah, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you guys next week in the SAC. Make sure you download the SAC app, capital SAC. Keep track of who you SAC. Good night, guys. Darling, only the good die young. A red wine, God. Oh, yeah. I've had a little bit too much. All of the people stop to rush by. An easy twist of dance, can't find my drink, I'm in. Where are my keys? I lost my phone. Just